Elio D'Amato joins you from Stockopedia. Elio, what's happening this morning?
Well, the All Ordinaries is actually down on this unofficial long weekend for some. Down for the week, currently around 1.2%. It is positive, though, for the week, provided we stay above 7,817.4, which is no guarantee at this stage. Oh, box back. but I will give you a guarantee. Hang on to that. Come a bit later. We were commemorating yesterday, Anglo-American told investors that BHP had been sniffing around with one of those highly conditional non-binding issues that we love. But with a purchase price of over $50 billion, this is no small cheese, as Anglo-American is a large UK-based century-old miner. But you'd expect this big play for a multi-decade investment. Tech stocks overnight kept doing their thing. Microsoft and Alphabet impressing with their quarterly updates, leading to the S&P 500 popping in after-hours trade. Even the news that Simon Farquhar will be stepping down as the Atlassian co-CEO was not enough to spook traders. Fairly usual trading in commodities last night, especially as Dr. Copper leads the way up another 2% and still near recent highs, and the 2022 all-time highs not that far away. Our Aussie dollar also strengthened, now at 65.2 US cents. All sectors look like the inside of a ferret, with the real estate sector being the worst this morning, probably because it's Friday. Anyway, the likes of Centre and Goodman are down considerably. In corporate news, there's a lot of quarterly updates, so fill your boots with that. But we also heard from a medical device company, ResMed, who, being a US company, they had to report official quarterly figures. They announced that sales were up, as were profits and margins. The happy trinity seeing prices rise this morning, up quite strongly, around 8% at the moment. The world's biggest gold miner in Newmont, which is relevant to us, of course, because they bought Newcrest, well, they'll be divesting their Fruta del Norte asset in Ecuador for some $360 million, plus it too gave a solid quarterly update. So the stock up 14% or around that at the moment. Also, Super Retail is about to cop a slew of claims against it due to the non-disclosure of a relationship between the CEO and the head of HR. Inconsequential to earnings, but not a great look, and investors agree. The stock down over 5% at the moment. And in the you can't make this stuff up contribution for the day, the ACCC has approved Metcash's acquisition of Superior Food Services, who supply and distribute food products to a range of food services. Yeah, investigation into the supermarket industry indeed. Looks like it's about as useful as the Henry report into my sector. But anyway, the stock down a little bit at the moment. And yes, talking about guarantees and that blockbuster time slot of Saturday at 4:35 p.m. Of course, that game between Carlton and Geelong will occur. The Blues will win easily, I guarantee that. And all players will be tucked into bed by 8:30 p.m. ready for the 5 a.m. Water aerobic session on the Sunday. And that was all in our market open, Raph.
Just disregard the football and listen to everything else. That's Elio D'Amato there from Stockopedia.